Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
It's T-minus 13 days and counting until the NFL draft begins, and the Bills Brain Trust says they are just about set. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown, along with John Murphy. And Murph, this time around, the draft is coming 2 weeks later than it normally does. Now it's in May, and the Bills say they really didn't need those extra 2 weeks.
Yeah, in fact, the Bills scouting staff say they took last week off. They got back to work this week. General Manager Doug Whaley, College Scouting Director Kelvin Fisher, Director of Player Personnel Jim Monas, and College Scouting Coordinator Doug Majeski all met the media on Friday and said the Bills are in a good position this year. They go into this draft without any pressing needs.
We can go, again, any position. We could take offensive line, we could take running back, we could take receiver, we could take, you can always use another DB, safety, linebacker. So that makes our job a lot easier. We can stack the board without having a pressing need. And when you have a pressing need, guys tend to get pushed up the board. And when you push guys up the board, that's when you have a greater chance of making mistakes. And when you have it set the way we do this year, we have a less chance of making a mistake, and we're excited about that.
Whaley says he's keeping all his options open, including a possible move up the board for the right deal. The Bills GM freely admits that with 2 weeks left until the draft, now is the time to send out head fakes and misdirection moves. As former Bills GM Buddy Nix used to say, it's the lying season.
I would say it's finally one time where we can use you guys to our advantage. So there's things that you got to go, you put out there to see if someone bites, and some things that you put out there and it's true. So you got to have people read between the lines. You don't want to show your hand, and I'm sure everybody else is doing the same thing.
Bills personnel director Jim Monas says there are about a half dozen elite players in this year's draft. We'll see if the Bills make a move to try to move up to get one of them, but they can always use depth. In fact, the Bills think that with the switch to Jim Schwartz's new defensive scheme, the Bills may need some depth players on defense.
I think with the switch to the 4-3, we could use some more defensive end depth, but we signed some guys that are unproven, so we're excited, and we just got to wait and see there. Linebacker, we're going to probably have to get some depth, but again, we got some guys like Ty Powell that we're waiting to see. So we got a lot of guys that I would say would give us depth, but they're still a little bit unknown because they haven't been out and showed us what they can do on the field.
Whaley and his staff do not feel they have to do anything extraordinary in this year's draft with new ownership on the horizon in the next year or so, but the personnel department does feel like they're close to contention. So they believe a couple of top-level draft choices may be all it takes to push the Bills into the playoffs.
We think we're knocking on the door, and this draft is critical for us to add more pieces to get us over the hump. And being around now that the guys are back in the building, you get a sense and a feel that they believe the same thing, because they know what is expected of them when they come in the building. They know how close we were last year. They know what we're building. So I think everybody from top to bottom in this organization sees that this draft is important to take that next step.
Well, Murph, I think it was clear today, and we even heard from Doug here earlier, that they feel they're very close to reaching critical mass with this roster. They've built it up over the last 4 years under both Buddy Nix and now Doug Whaley. And I think if they feel there's that one difference-making player that they can go get, they might make a bold move in 2 weeks.
They might, unless that's misdirection that they hit it at.
Could be.
It could be misdirection. I think if they're a player or two away, though, Chris, I really think that player probably sits on the offensive side of the ball. And I think it does mean more help for E.J. Manuel.
Right.
Maybe a tight end like Eric Ebron. Maybe one of those three good offensive tackles. That could be the difference. They could move up. I'd be surprised if they did it, but they could.
Still a couple of weeks left before the draft, so probably plenty more lying for us,
yes,
to listen to over these next couple of weeks before we get to May 8th and round one. We'll continue our coverage here on BuffaloBills.com, including our daily video profiles of some of the top prospects in this year's draft. Along with John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.